Dr. Kapinski dictating a mail IME on March 25 regarding John Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N. John Gibson is a 40-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 6-12-20. He was lifting up a case of Hellman's mayonnaise and injured his lower back. He was seen at an urgent care center in Egg Harbor Township afterwards. Paired with this and further evaluation, Angel sends his final diagnosis to be herniated discs at L4, L5, and S1, comma arthritis in the spine, comma pinched nerves, comma and spinal stenosis. He accepted injections to his spine from Dr. Polster that brought him temporary improvement. He did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving active care as of February 2021. Mr. Gibson revealed he had a prior work injury with the same employer. He was lifting a case up and injured his back. He had a similar episode. He had two similar episodes such as this in 2010 and 2012. He reports having MRIs and physical therapy, but is unsure if he got an injection at that time. He denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. New paragraph. Per his claim petition, Mr. Gibson alleged he was lifting cases of product on 6-12-20 and injured his lumbar spine. Prior treatment records show he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Green, G-R-E-N-E, on 8-27-20. Obviously well after the subject incident, but he was still having low back pain and radiculopathy symptoms. He was taking ibuprofen, comma, Medrol dose pack, comma, and Percocet, prescribed by Dr. Islinger. Dr. Green described the results of a lumbar MRI based upon his report to be inserted here. He recommended a pain management referral. New paragraph. Accordingly, he was seen by pain specialist Dr. Polster beginning 9-17-20. He related on 6-12-20, he bent forward and lifted a case of mayonnaise that weighed approximately 10 pounds, also twisting his back. Pretty felt sudden lower back pain with bilateral leg extension. Pretty had prior back pain from an injury that occurred in 2012, however, was resolved with physical therapy. Dr. Polster rendered a diagnosis of lumbosacral radiculopathy for which he recommended epidural steroid injection treatment. He continued to see Dr. Polster and accepted facet joint injections on 11-5-20. As of the last visit with Dr. Polster on 1-12-21, when his lumbar pain had returned. He had been doing a lot of lifting at work despite recommendations not to do so. He was requesting a surgical evaluation. Dr. Polster accommodated him in that regard, although was doubtful surgery would be necessary. At the visit just prior, he was seen on 11-19-20. Dr. Polster referenced an MRI that showed prior laminotomy at L4-5, common degenerative bulging at L4-5 and L5-S1 with facet arthrosis. He cleared the petitioner for modified duty, and then he was then to convert to full duty effective 1-1-21. therapy seems to have achieved maximum medical improvement status from a pain management perspective. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was then seen by spine surgeon Daniel Cataldo on 1/21/21. Period. He noted the petitioner's course of treatment to date. Period. Mr. Gibson volunteered the fact that he had two prior work injuries involving his back in 2013 and 2015. Period. He did have x-rays and an MRI, but denied previous injections. Period. He did have previous surgery for his back pain. Period. Upon exam, there was negative straight leg raising for sciatic nerve involvement. Appeared there was no clonus and he was neurologically intact. Period. Mr. Gibson then related that although surgery was discussed with Dr. Bayajian, it was not performed. Dr. Cataldo diagnosed lumbago and concluded there was no spinal surgical treatment recommendations to make. Period. He expected maximum medical improvement status to be reached at the next appointment. Period. On 2/4/21, Mr. Gibson participated in a functional capacity evaluation. Period. It found he performed it with maximum effort, but he was deemed capable of working in the medium physical demand category. Period. On 2/16/21, Dr. Cataldo reviewed these results with him via telemedicine. Period. At that juncture, he was placed on permanent restrictions within the parameters set forth by the FCE. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, normal, extremities lower. There were recent portal scars about the left knee consistent with surgical arthroscopy. Period. Most of the hips was full bilaterally, but left internal and external rotation elicited tightness in his back. Period. Motion of the knees and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Deep tendon reflexes were 1+ at the patella bilaterally, but 2+ at the Achilles. The rest of that is normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 30 degrees. Period. Left side bending was full to 25 degrees with discomfort. Period. Period. Right side bending, bilateral rotation, and extension were full without discomfort. Period. Non-reproducible tenderness to palpation about the right lower paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Supine straight leg raising maneuver on the right at 70 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. On the left at 90 degrees, only low back tightness was elicited without discomfort there or in a radicular distribution. Period. Impressions. On 6/12/20, John Gibson reportedly injured his back lifting up a case of mayonnaise that weighed approximately 10 pounds. Period. This obviously is not especially heavy. Period. His initial course of treatment is not documented. Period. He was seen by Dr. Green on 8/27/20. Period. He initiated a petition on conservative care and ascertained a history of prior back injuries and problems. Period. Mr. Gibson accepted injections from Dr. Pulser, but he was then seen by a spine surgeon named Dr. Cataldo who opined there were no surgical indications. Paired NFCE was done on 2-4-21 and found he was capable of working in the medium physical command category. Paired Dr. Vitaldi then imposed these restrictions on a permanent basis. Paired, there was some discussion of him having a prior surgery to the lower back, but this evidently was not conducted. Paired, Mr. Gibson acknowledged that he injured his lower back twice before. Paired, he did undergo an MRI, but does not recall its specific results. Paired, we're not in receipt of those results. Paired. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be variable range of motion in the lumbar spine. Paired, neural tension signs were negative. Paired, there was no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficit in either lower extremity. Paired, recent portal scars about the left knee consistent with surgery. Paired, new paragraph, there is 0 to 2.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lumbosacral spine. Paired, based upon the mechanism of injury, I cannot conclude that these abnormalities are attributable to the subject event. Paired, this is particularly so considering Mr. Gibson had two prior injuries to his lumbar spine for which he underwent MRI studies. Paired, comparison of those earlier MRIs with the one done after the subject event would be illuminating in this regard. Paired, end.